Marco Negra, Ohio.
Thank you, my brother. Bring greetings from Fairborn, Ohio. It's been a long time since I've been here. But it's good to be back home again. I really felt led to take this trip this year. And I hadn't traveled in 10 years. But the Lord put it on my heart to come to the Philippines this year. And by coming, I opened myself up so that He could do whatever He wants in my life.
Amen.
I appreciate Brother Doug Allen, my deacon, coming with me. And it's always good when God sends people out, He sends them out in twos. And I was going to come by myself, and Brother Doug told me that he was willing to come with me, and I'm so glad that he did. He's been a big help. It's been good. We were here last week in Manila's area and held services there, preached to the young people, preached to the congregation, held an Easter service, had ministers meeting. We were busy.
Amen.
And so we come here for 2 days, today and tomorrow, and I'm glad I come. I really appreciate all of the minister brothers who made it this way to come to hear the Word of God. I appreciate it. And some came all the way down from Manila to drive overnight to be here, and I appreciate that. And some come from the different islands, from all around, and that means a lot to me. I'm not one to think that anybody would want to come and hear me, but it's good to have friends that will come and spend a little time together, knowing that it's a short trip, but I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a thought on my heart, and it's amazing how God does things, because God put this thought on my heart yesterday before we even traveled here today. And then now looking at today and what's been going on with even the ministers and the talks that we had this morning, it ties right in. And I thought, and I laid down, I went back to the room and laid down, and it all fell into place. And I said, Lord, you're amazing, because I had no idea that we were going to have the ministers meeting this morning. And then the topic that God wanted me to talk about, He told me yesterday before I even arrived here. So you'll understand it as we go into it. But I appreciate this opportunity. And like I've told the ministers this morning, and as I've traveled over the years, now I usually start out my services by letting everyone know that I'm only here to share my knowledge of the mystery. What God has done in this day, what I have had revealed to me. And I always tell the ministers and the congregations, if what I preach doesn't help you, don't worry about it. But if it's something that you can use to help in your ministry, then by all means, it becomes your revelation.
Amen. Amen.
And when I start the meetings with that conversation, it takes the arm off, and it makes ministers relax a little bit, because they don't have to be concerned that I'm going to try to convert them. I don't have a group to follow. I'm not trying to take your congregation. I'm not trying to convert your ministers. I'm just here to share my knowledge of the mystery of Jesus Christ. And I pray to God that it's something that will help you a If you will turn with me for a few minutes, because I've also found that I try not to preach as long as I used to. I cut it back. We used to come to the Philippines, and I remember preaching 2-3 hours at a time on one message. And I don't do that anymore, because everything has to be broken down in such a way. All that you can do with the revelation is just take a bite of it and share a little bit, because this is eternal. It doesn't have a beginning and it doesn't have an ending. So you could preach all night like Paul did, and you'll never repeat yourself, and you'll never get the revelation totally out. You can only take a portion of the scripture. So for the next few minutes, I would like to take a portion of the scripture and talk about it a little bit. If you'll turn with me over to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I'd like to start reading there at verse 1. And it reads thus: "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech,
yes,
or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I am determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified.
Yes, yes.
And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom amongst them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the prince of this world, that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God." Heavenly Father, we come before you this afternoon, knowing that you are the author and finisher of this book. And Lord, we could read the words of this Bible, but it takes the anointing of the Holy Ghost to come amongst us and to quicken it to our hearts. We ask you to come by here, Lord, for a few minutes and speak to our hearts, to guide us in the right direction so that we can know what your will is for the bride in this day that we're living in. Thank you for this church, this congregation, this gathering here. Ask you to be amongst us and let the love of God rule and abide and reign in our hearts. Thank you for the opportunity to be here, and we pray that you'll bless the people with the words that are spoken here this afternoon. We ask these things in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. I like the title of this message this afternoon, The Dynamics.
Amen.
The Dynamics. And I wanted to start here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 because Paul wanted us to understand what was really important. A lot of times ministers, they study things, they get to their studies and they get a doctrine, or they'll get an ideal, or they'll get a quote, or they'll get something, and they'll use that to help the congregation. And a lot of times, all they have is a bunch of knowledge.
Yes.
a bunch of studies. And it's not even saying that studying is bad. But if all you have is study and man's wisdom, you don't have enough. Paul said, when I came to you, I didn't come to you with excellency of speech or of wisdom. In other words, he didn't study up something. Sometimes we feel like we'll get notes together and we'll bring it to the people and we'll feed it to the people and we will expect the people to just receive it, but you can't just receive dead letter.
Yeah, right.
It takes more than excellency of speech to get a hold of God.
Yeah, right.
It takes more than a bunch of quotes or a bunch of scriptures to really know what it is that God's trying to do. If you put all of those things together and you try to present it to the people of God, if the dynamic power of God is not behind the letters, you still don't have anything. And ministers make the mistake of trying to bring their excellency of speech or their understanding or their knowledge to the congregation, and the whole thing is false because you need to have the dynamic power of the Holy Ghost in the midst of everything that you bring to the people. Paul knew this, and he told them that he didn't come with the excellency of speech. He said, but I declare, I am determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. We spend too much time finding out everything about everybody. We spend too much time finding out the worst parts of people and trying to tell everybody else how bad somebody is and how true you are. But Paul said, I'm determined to not know anything about anybody except for Christ and him crucified. We were having a minister's meeting and we were talking about forgiving our loved ones and forgiving our family and forgiving people who have doctrines that are different than ours. And we sometimes in ourselves get caught up in doctrines and people and traditions and cliques and groups and forget that Jesus Christ is the whole reason for us to be gathered together. Paul knew that, and he said, I don't want to know about your doctrine. I don't want to know about your excellency of speech. I don't want to hear about what someone else is doing. I want to know Jesus Christ and him crucified. We have made this message so hard for people to get a hold of when it should be simple. And Brother Branham preached a message, God in simplicity. When he come on the scene, he did not come to make it hard. He did not come to bring a bunch of doctrines. He did not come to divide the bride. He did not come to bring a bunch of ideas. He said that you preachers should get it and break it down to the people. In other words, you pastors should make it easy for people to receive the word of God. Sometimes we think if we use large words, or if we study French, or we bring out the Greek, or we bring out, and we make the message so hard, it makes it too hard for the simple person to believe God. And really, all that God wants us to do is only believe.
Yes. Yes.
He didn't make it hard.
Yes.
He didn't make it rough. Brother Branham made it simple for us. When did this message get so hard? When did this message get to the place where we had to separate into groups and cliques and followings and numbers when we should know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified? He said, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. It's not about finding the smartest man to be your leader. It's not about finding the tallest man to be your leader.
Yes.
Matter of fact, you should be looking for Jesus Christ, not a man.
Amen.
We have gotten away from the simple simplicity that Jesus Christ died for our sins. We put quotes in. We put scriptures in. We put leaders in. And Brother Branham said, a lot of times we take leaders for our leadership instead of the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Somehow, we should be preaching perfection to the bride. Somehow, we should let the bride know that she is perfect.
Amen.
Somehow, when the service is done, you should be encouraged. You should be uplifted. You should be helped. You should feel like you can make it now. If you go to church and you feel worse when you leave than when you came, you're in the wrong church.
Amen. That's true. That's true.
Amen.
Glory to God.
We speak wisdom of God in a mystery. Uh-huh. See, it is a mystery. But it's only a mystery to people who don't understand the mystery.
Amen.
When you preach the word of God, you should make it so clear and so plain that the youngest person in the congregation should be able to be saved. If you leave church and it's still a mystery to you, then you don't have an understanding. It's only a mystery until it's revealed. And when it's revealed, it's no longer a mystery, it's a revelation. This bride should be receiving revelation, not mysteries. If it's hard to understand, then somebody has failed to break it down to the people like we were ordained to do it. And the ministry is to blame for that. The splinters and the splits and the clicks and the people going every which way and the fighting and the fussing. Don't blame Brother Branham for that.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't divide. He united us under the word of God.
Amen. That's true.
Amen.
Where did we get away from uniting times and signs?
Amen.
Where did we get away from God making himself so known to us that it brought us together into one body? There is only one body. There's only one bride. There's only one rapture. You have to be in that bride or you can't be in the rapture. God doesn't have 1,000 different brides. We speak wisdom in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom, it's only hid to those that it hasn't been revealed to. And the only way that it can be revealed is not by the mechanics. See, we spend too much time trying to get the mechanics. We get our people to read all of Brother Branham's books. We get them to read all the books of the Bible. We get them to try to get educated. When I come to the message, they had books under their arm. They quoted Brother Branham. They did all these things. And I was not a smart man. I wasn't very educated. I was a simple man. And I lifted Brother Childers and I said, Brother Childers, do I have to understand all of this? And he said, nah. You don't need all the mechanics. What we should be emphasizing is the dynamics. Get the dynamics. And if you get the dynamics, you get the Holy Ghost. And if you get the Holy Ghost, he is the only revealer of the word there is. And then when the mechanics comes across your path, you have something inside of you that can determine what it means. We spend too much time talking about the mechanics of this message. The seals, the thunders, the coming of the Lord, the theophanies, the glorifies. Is it in us? Is it not? Are we children of God? Is he coming back? Is he here? We spend too much time in the mechanics, and we preachers don't get people born again for the dynamics to even work with them.
Glory to God.
We need to get back to the simplicity of what this message is. Brother Branham said a new birth is a clear understanding. It's not understanding the seals, the thunders, the trumpets. It's not understanding all these doctrines. It's a clear understanding of who Jesus Christ is to you. Oh, but that's too simple. We need to get back to the simplicity of the dynamics in this message. We need to get people born again, not educated on the mechanics. We need to get the dynamics of God Himself in the lives of the believers so that when the mechanics come across their path, the dynamics can work with that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Paul said, but we speak wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. It was for us. This revelation that God brought by the prophet William Branham is for us. It shouldn't be hard to understand it now. You don't need another interpreter of the Word of God when He has already interpreted Himself.
Amen.
Brother Branham said God interprets His Word by bringing it to pass in your life.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
When God deals with you and the Word and you become one, the very Word of God itself will live itself out through you with every heartbeat. It doesn't have to be worked up. It doesn't have to be fixed up. You don't have to practice it. It's not hard serving God when God's inside of you, because the only thing you can do is serve God. And when He, the dynamics, is inside, when the Word crosses your path, you will turn quickly to the Word. We spend too much time trying to make people know what the revelation is. You cannot make people to understand this revelation. It's the dynamic of God Himself that makes people understand this revelation. We need to, preachers, we need to make it simple for the people of God. We need to make it so simple that you can't hardly even miss this thing.
Amen.
If you hear the Word of God, listen how simple I'm going to make the new birth. If you hear the Word of God and you understand the Word of God and you believe the Word of God, then you are born again.
Amen.
Without one sensation. Because Brother Branham said, there's five inlets to the flesh, five inlets to the spirit, but there's only one inlet to the soul. And if that soul is a soul of God, it's only revelation. It can only receive the revelation. And that's the dynamics of God living in you. And when the Word comes across that dynamics, if you and that dynamics become one and the same. But we make it so hard when all you need to be able to understand is if you can receive the Word of God and you understand the simplicity of the Word of God, then you are born again. And then if you are born again, you will know it because the dynamics will be living in you. Which none of the princes of this world knew. If you're not born again, you don't know the dynamics and what it does to people. People want to know about the dynamics, and they say, well, what is this dynamics? It is the quickening power of God living in you. The quickening power of God living in you.
Right.
And we spend too much time trying to line up the quotes, line up the scriptures, making everything fit our tradition and our thinking, when God doesn't need your thinking. He doesn't need your education. He doesn't need your smartness. He just needs you to really die to your own thinking and let the dynamics in here. And then when the word comes forth, you will automatically receive it. We made this too hard. Poor Christians come to church. They love God. They come here because Amen. They love God. And what do we as ministers do? We sit them down. We give them Brother Branham's quotes. We give them the scriptures. And then we interpret the scriptures and we interpret the quotes and says, now you got to believe this or you can't go to heaven.
Come on.
That's what we do.
Come on.
Am I right, preachers?
Yeah.
That's what we do. That's our thoughts. That's mechanics. We try to give people the new birth by the mechanics, but there's not one person that will ever be born again by mechanics and mechanics alone. It takes the dynamics of God to be born again. But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has entered into the hearts of men the things which God has prepared for them that love him. What does God have prepared for us? The revealed word. But first, you've got to have the dynamics. You've got to have the Holy Ghost. You have to have a clear... Do you realize you can have a clear understanding on one little bit of what God's word is saying? And do you realize you are ready for a body change?
Amen. Amen.
People don't believe that. They think you got to know the seals. You got to know the seven church ages in the right order. You got to know all these things. And when you got all this information, then you're ready for a rapture. But I'm sorry, Brother Branham said, it only takes one revelation for a new birth. He said, when you can get that old nature, that old soul, to agree with the word one time, just one time, not every time, just one time. If you can get that old nature to agree with the word one time, then the Holy Ghost dynamics of God will come in and burn out that old nature. And the nature that then lives in you is the Spirit of God himself. It's the dynamics of God himself. It's the Holy Ghost himself living in you.
Yes.
Now from your new birth, you'll get many bits of information. You'll learn a lot about the Godhead. You'll learn a lot about water baptism. You'll learn a lot about the message. You'll learn a lot about the church ages. But that's all just mechanics. That's information that God has given to us. Eyes have not seen this, nor ears have heard this, but God has revealed it unto us at the end time. And now that the dynamics is here, see, the dynamics is here to quicken the word.
Yes.
It took the restoration of the word to make the dynamics something to work with. That's why God had a restoration of the word. Because he didn't. God is not obligated to quicken your ideas and your creeds. He will not quicken your ideas and your creeds. He will only quicken his word. That's why when Luther stepped on the scene, all the word that Luther had was the just shall live by faith. But all the rest of the false doctrine that Luther had, God was not accountable. He did not quicken that and wouldn't even use that. And matter of fact, he had to wink at their ignorance.
Amen.
But at the end time, after the restoration of the word, after God sent us a prophet, after Malachi 4, after Revelations 10 and 7, he come down himself in Revelations 10 and 1. And all that was restored was then turned loose on the bride of Jesus Christ. And now we can have access to all the things that God has in store for us.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise
But we spend too much time on the mechanics. We spend too much time on trying to get people to understand certain doctrines, certain creeds, certain groups, certain this, certain that. And the whole time you're doing that, you're separating the bride. I can't go to his church because he preaches this. I can't fellowship with him because he preaches this. I saw this sister at the market and I turned my back because she goes to this church. And they don't believe what we believe. And we don't believe what they don't believe. And all we're doing is being a vessel that Satan is using to separate the bride. Let's get back to the simplicity of this message. Brother Branham said the new birth is recognizing your day and its message. Every person in this room have recognized their day and its message because you are sitting right under the fountain today.
Amen.
You say, but he doesn't have the revelation of this. That's not the evidence of the Holy Ghost. But she believes that. That's not the evidence of the Holy Ghost. Let's get this back in track to where the prophet brought it. Back to a clear understanding. Back to the dynamics in the body. Back to where God has something to work with. Do you realize if you're wrong in your doctrine and if you have the dynamics living in you, that dynamic God that's in you can correct your doctrine? We spend so much time fighting over doctrine and don't even worry about whether or not God is even in there. Get the Holy Ghost first, then worry about the mechanics. A clear understanding of your day and its message is the Holy Ghost for the day.
That's right. That's right.
Brother Branham said in a sign of the time, he said, we said last night, we have so much of the mechanics and not the dynamics. Now my body is the mechanics, but my body will not operate without the dynamics. The spirit, see, and the spirit operates my body. Brings it in control. Like an automobile with no gasoline in it, with no firing power, see? No matter how fine the dynamics, the mechanics, no matter how fine the mechanics is fixed up, the cylinders and the points and the plug and what more, it's got to have the current also. You've got to take those together. You've got to have the word of the hour, but then you also have to have the dynamics to quicken the word of the hour. If you don't have the dynamics, Brother Branham said, you can shine that car up. You can put in the best points and you can fix this car up and make it look good. But unless there's a spark inside there to cause that thing to move, you've got a dead piece of good on your hands. You can get as many quotes as you want. You can hold as many scriptures as you want. You can hang around the biggest clique there is in the message. You can get your little group and put it with another group. You can do all those things. You can get yourself all kind of messengers and all kind of things and try to get yourself all fixed up. But without the dynamics, it's a dead piece of good and you are not going anywhere. Brother Brown said this, and I didn't just get this today. I brought this with me from Manila. God told me yesterday, this is what I was going to talk on today. There ought to be a holy power surrounding and in the church that will make demons flee.
Amen.
Instead of that, it's become a laughingstock. What is it? The mechanics instead of the dynamics.
Yes.
this message has become a laughingstock because all we are doing is fighting each other over mechanics. Spending time. This is what your prophet said. It's made a laughingstock because all we've got is mechanics. We fight each other over the every doctrine that Brother Branham brought. We look at every quote and we'll read part of a quote. We had brothers the other day in a minister's meeting, and a brother asked me a question, and Brother June can verify it. We were sitting there talking about it, and I asked him, I said, what did Brother Branham say about it? And he said, well, I'm going to quote what Brother Branham said. I said, no. What did Brother Branham say about it? He said, well, let me just quote it. I said, no. You get what Brother Branham said, and then we'll find out what the answer is. And then he found the quote, and he started reading, and just above what he wanted to read was his answer. Brother Branham said it right above where he was going. And he had focused so much on this one little section that he was willing to almost do something that was outside of the message in order to keep his thinking. See, we got to lay down our thinking and our ideas of what Brother Branham brought and get back to the Holy Ghost, because when the quickening power is in you, it will take the revelation of the word and make it one with you. And when you get the Holy Ghost, and when you get a doctrine, and the Holy Ghost quickens something to you, the next time you get another doctrine, it has to dovetail with the one that you already have.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because the Holy Ghost is not going to quicken you one thing, and then turn around and quicken you something else. We'll come in this message, and we'll have a good foundation. And then some slick talking preacher will come our way, and he'll have a good thought, a good idea, a good following. And we'll lay down what the Holy Ghost told us and pick up man's mechanics, and it won't even run with the rest of the message. That's why they end up outside of the message, because they use their thinking instead of using the dynamics to tie everything into their foundation. When you build a house, you don't put the block here and build the walls here. You take the walls and put it on the blocks. You take the roof and put it on the walls. You build on the foundation that was laid. And Paul said, no other foundation can be laid than that is already laid. Brother Branham was our foundation in this hour, and there's no other prophet, no other quote, no other message, no other messenger. Nobody else can add to or take away to that. Any revelation you get should build on top of the previous revelation that God gave you at your new birth.
Amen.
When I was born again, the first scripture or quote, or whatever you want to call it, that really quickened to me. Now, this is just me. This is not everybody. Everyone has that one scripture or quote that the Holy Ghost, the dynamics, quickened to them. Everybody has, and it's not the same for each one of us.
That's right.
You're just sitting there listening to the Word of God, and you're open to the Word of God, and you hear the Word of God. And then something on the inside of you says, I believe that.
That's what happened this morning.
And that right there is when the Holy Ghost fire comes in and burns out your old nature. When you agree with the word one time,
hallelujah,
then that foundation is set. Now that's not your last revelation. That's your first. Let me tell you my first revelation. I was sitting in church. It was even before service. It wasn't because the preacher was up. I was sitting there meditating on what I had already heard preached. And all of a sudden, it cleared up to me that I was one of the children of Malachi 4 who had their hearts turned back to the fathers. That became real to me. That became so real that I wanted to to shout. I wanted to run. I wanted to scream. I didn't know what to do because the Bible became a new Bible. The Bible showed me that I was a part of the Word of God. And when you find out you're a part of the Word of God, you don't know what to do with yourself. So that one revelation is what quickened God's word to me. The dynamics moved in her on the mechanics. And when it moved in, it sat there. And that dynamic power, the Holy Ghost power of God, was waiting for the next set of word to come across my path. Because the next time the word crossed my path, it was going to take that word and put it right next to the other word. I found out that I was a children that had my heart turned back. And then I found out that the Son of Man ministry was the bride's ministry at the end time. I found out that that was part of my ministry. I started finding myself in the Bible, and I saw where scriptures were written talking about me. And it wasn't talking about anybody else but me. And nobody could tell me that it wasn't, because the Holy Ghost dynamic power was inside of me talking to me. Oh, many people didn't think I had it. Many people thought I was too new. Many people thought I didn't know anything. And I didn't. But one thing I did know was I was one of the children who had their hearts turned back to the Father. And you couldn't move me off of that if you threatened me with my life.
Amen.
Oh my God.
That's a revelation. See, when you get a revelation, nobody can change it. Nobody can move it. Nobody can fine-tune it. Nobody can take it away from you. You can never be lost once you're born again, because you finally realize that you are a seed of God. I was so sure about that one revelation, because that one revelation was given to me by the dynamics of God. I didn't have all the mechanics. If you ask me, all I could tell you is I'm a child that had my heart turned back to the Father. That's all I can say, because that's all I had revealed to me. But then God revealed something else. And then God revealed another thing. But everything that God has ever revealed to me built on the revelation that I received when I first believed. I have never had to take it back. I have never had to turn around. I have never had to go back and say, I messed up. Because it wasn't me. It was the dynamics of God revealing His word. And when God reveals His word will dovetail with the rest of the word that He reveals to you. I don't need to go find a new prophet. I found my prophet. I don't need to find a new message. I have my message. I don't need to find a new revelation. I have my revelation. And when you get one revelation, that one revelation is enough for you to go in the rapture. You don't need the entire message to go into the rapture. All you need is one revelation. Because Brother Branham said that this word is one revelation. This is one revelation and much information. But you're born again on that one revelation. And when you're born again, you've got to go in the rapture, because you come from God and you're going back to God where you come from. We've made this thing too hard. If you've ever received one revelation from God, you are born again. How do you know who's right? How do you know what's right? Whenever I hear a revelation preached,
I check it with my dynamic power that lies within me. And if what you're saying doesn't dovetail with what's inside of me, I will leave it alone because I know what's in here. I'm not needing you to justify who I am. I know who I am. But we've divided, we've cut, we've split, and all that we've done was we made this thing a laughing stock to the rest of the church world. We should have never let anything split us apart. We had our prophet, and that prophet introduced us to our real prophet, which is Jesus Christ himself, and he's been here the whole time revealing himself to the bride. But we use mechanics to separate and make us a laughing stock to every other denomination in the world. They say you had a prophet. You can't even get along. You don't even love each other. At least we love each other. You fight, you fuss, you tear up, you divide. What kind of message is this? What kind of prophet is this? It's a laughing stock to the world, but it's time for the bride to get back to the message that was delivered unto her. It's time for us to use the real revelation of the new birth. Not your thinking, not your ideas, not what you want, but give it thus saith the Lord, what God said it was going to be. He said the new birth is a clear understanding. Every doctrine that crosses your path after your new birth, it must dovetail with what's in here. Or leave it alone.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
If the word has already shown me that God sent us a prophet of Malachi 4, and that built on the Malachi 4 children having their hearts turned back. And then it takes me over there to Luke 17, and it talks about the Son of Man being revealed, and he builds on that. And then he takes me over there to Revelation chapter 10, and he tells me that the mighty angel has come down, and he's opened the book, and the bride is on the earth receiving the word, and he builds on that. And for you to come and tell me I need an eighth angel, that doesn't match what the dynamics has told me. So for me to receive that, I can't do it because I'm born again.
Amen.
I must stay with the mechanics that the dynamics has revealed to me. You say, well, he's revealed it to me. Then that's between you and the dynamics. I told my church, I said that when I first got my new birth, I was so sure of what had happened to me, that I looked around the church, and I'm looking at a church that had songwriters. I'm looking at a church that had preachers. I'm looking at a church that had Brother Childers. I'm looking at a church that had some really, really good people in it. And I looked around that church, and I said to myself under my breath, because I would have got in trouble, I thought. I looked and I said, I wouldn't trade places, any shoes with anybody in this building.
Yes.
And you know why I said that? Because I know the Holy Ghost was here.
Yeah.
I can only guess what's happening with you. It's just like today. I wouldn't trade places, shoes with anybody in this building. You say, that's an awful statement. No, that just shows you how sure I am about what's happened to me. When the dynamics of God quickens your heart, you won't trade places with anybody either. We look around and we say, oh, this sister's better, or this brother's better, or they're more spiritual, or they have this, or they have that. But all I got to do is just look down, and it settles everything, because I know what the dynamic power of God has done in my life. I know. I have been in this message for 43, 44 years, something like that. And you all know me. I have been the same every time you see me. And you know why I have been the same? It's because I depend on the dynamic power of God to bring the revelation to me. And when he does it, you don't have to back up.
Amen.
You don't have to apologize.
Yeah.
You don't have to make it right. Oh, I preached it this way. Now I got to preach it this way. I'm sorry. And then you've got your church following you. And they're all over the map because they don't understand why you keep changing. I'm like my Lord Jesus Christ. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you knew me 40 years ago, you know me now. I'm just deeper in the revelation because the dynamics has quickened a whole lot of word to me. I told Brother June, I hadn't seen him in I don't know how long. But I told him, I said, June. 25 years. I said, Brother June, I am so glad to see you. I said, because I love you. I've never stopped loving you. When he went off the beaten path, I still loved him. When he wouldn't even want for me around, I still loved him. And then the thing about it, when you get your wagon back in line and you get straightened out, what you'll find is the believers of Jesus Christ will still be there with the same love that they had when you walked away.
Amen.
I tell my congregation, I said, when somebody comes back to church that's been gone, don't even ask them where they've been. I'm just glad to see they're back. I don't need to know what alley they've been down, what holes they've been in, what trials they've gone through, what made them repent. I don't need to know all that. I'm just glad that you're back in the house of God, because I know that when you're in the house of God, the word of God is going to be preached. And if that dynamics is in you, when I preach the word, there's something on the inside of you that's going to say, amen. It's not even hard. When the word comes forth, that seed germ of God that's in you will automatically say amen to the word. I don't have to strain to get a revelation. All I've got to do is hear the word of God, and the Holy Ghost will quicken that to me.
That's right. And thank the Lord.
I won't read it to save time because I'm not going to be up here long. But 2 Timothy chapter 3, it said they get themselves teachers with itchy ears. This is what the world, church world does. They get you somebody that's going to tell you what you want to hear. And a lot of people look at me and they say, well, if you believe that we should love one another and you're not worrying about their doctrine, then that means that you're compromising. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, that's true.
I preach the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth, whether you ever invite me back or not. I'm going to preach thus saith the Lord, because I'm not obligated to please you. I'm obligated to do what God's word says. I love you when I rebuke you. You're in the house of correction. That's what it's here for. When I correct my congregation, they don't get mad and stump out. They thank God, because that's what we're here to do. If you're wrong, you're wrong. And I'm not saying you can't get right, but I will tell you when you're wrong. I didn't say June was right. I said he stepped out, but he's stepping back in. Our fellowship is getting back together again. That's what we want to see the bride do. We don't want to have teachers that's just going to tell us what we want to hear. I want somebody that's going to tell me the truth. The bride wants the truth.
Yes. Right.
I want the truth when I'm guilty.
Amen.
I want the truth when I can't match it. I want the truth when I can't live it. When the word tells me the truth, I'll agree with it if I'm 100% wrong.
Amen.
That's why Brother Branham said the zeal of the hour
is
to say I'm wrong. People can't say they're wrong. When I'm wrong, I'm wrong. When I mess up, I mess up. I'm so glad Brother Brown said that I'm a man. I can change my mind.
Amen.
If I get off path, it's because I stopped listening to that quickening power of God. You say, did you take away June's birth? No. The evidence of the new birth is recognizing your day and his message. He's done that. You've done that. We've done that. But when we mess up, that don't throw us off the wagon. That don't throw us out of the message. That don't throw away our new birth. It just means that I'm going to be corrected.
Oh my God.
Amen.
And at the zeal of the hour, I want to be right. I mean to be right. The desire of the bride is to be right with God. Brother Branham said, our educational system, our denominational system, has took the place of the Holy Spirit leading the church. Our great, fine, trained ministers, and things have taken place of the all-night prayer meetings and the old-time way we used to get to God. Now, instead of having preachers, we've got lecturers. There are people who will lecture you in this message. We've got lecturers. See, they look at this and they think Brother Brown's just talking about denomination. There's some big-time lecturers in this message. And they're not using the quickening power of the dynamics of God. They're using their education to try to get you somewhere. We've got lecturers. Men know the word just as well as they can sit there and put it together in such a way. That's astounding how they can do it. And they know the mechanics. They know the quotes. They'll use the very quotes that we use. They use the mechanics, but that ain't the dynamics. That's what your prophet said. They're using the mechanics. They're using the quotes. They're using the scripture to try to educate you into heaven. You will not be educated into heaven. You must be born again.
Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Said that ain't the dynamics. We want the dynamics. I don't listen to what your prophet said. I don't care about the mechanics. Oh, so much for having the right doctrine.
Amen.
Oh my God.
Your prophet said, I don't care about the mechanics.
Oh my God.
I want to know the dynamics. I want the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
I want the quickening power.
Yes.
I want God to deal with me.
Yes.
I want God to reveal himself to me.
Glory.
I want him to make it so simple that anybody in my congregation who wants to be born again can be born again. By receiving the word of God, receive ye the Holy Ghost, receive you an understanding.
Amen.
That's how simple I want it to be. Christ is the head of the body. We know that according to Colossians 1. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. That in all things he might have preeminence.
Yes, right.
For it pleased the Father that in him should dwell all the fullness.
Yes.
See, in him should all the fullness dwell.
Yes.
Right.
Listen to what Brother Brown said about that. After a while, we're gonna not worry so much about mechanics. Because we're seeing what Brother Branham really felt about the mechanics. Oh, he loved the mechanics, and I love the mechanic.
Yeah.
I know this revelation and this message good as anybody in it. But I'm not pushing my knowledge of the mystery. He said, mechanics ain't what runs the automobile. It's the dynamic that runs it. The mechanics don't run the church. Oh, my doctrine, my quote, my scripture, your scripture. Mechanics don't run the church. It's the dynamics.
Right.
The Holy Ghost that gets into this word.
Yes.
You get the word preached at your
Amen.
Church, and you invite the Holy Ghost in there, and he will move into the elect.
Yes.
He will do it.
Yes.
If you can say amen to the word, God is obligated to reveal himself to you. It's not a seminary that teaches you all the theology and the Greek interpretations, but it's the dynamics of the Holy Ghost in there to set that afire and bring it to pass. And it makes it live just exactly what the promised word is for this hour.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost moves into you so that you can understand your day and its message. And when you understand your day and its message, you will manifest it. It's not a if, and, or but. It's not if I do something, I will manifest. No, when he, the Spirit of truth, come, he will lead and guide you into all truth. Yes. You have been led and guided into all truth. That's what brought you out of denomination. That's what brought you out of the Baptist. That's what brought you out of the Catholics. That's what brought you this far. It wasn't a mechanic. It was the Holy Ghost leading and guiding you. And once you heard the Word of God, you and the Word become one.
Amen.
Brother Branham said, and it is the rising of the sun, and I'm wrapping this up. I gotta quit.
Oh my God.
He said, but there has got to come one. Hallelujah. There has to come a real bride. Yes. There must come one that has not only got the mechanics, but the dynamics of it.
Amen.
Makes the church live. See, the mechanics don't make the church live.
Yes.
That's why they can have the mechanics and still be hateful. They can have the mechanics and still fuss and fight and still draw lines and throw people out.
Yeah.
They can have the mechanics and do that, but the dynamics bring the love of God in your life, and you realize it's only the grace of God that saves you, and the same grace that saved you, you are willing to give it to whosoever will.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
He said, but it's the dynamics that makes the church live. Move in the power of his resurrection until we come to the place, until we find that place. What good does it do to polish the hubs? Until you get the dynamics in your church.
Yeah.
Now,
yes.
I'll give this to the pastors. Go back to your church. And make sure that the dynamics is being preached in your church. Make sure that your congregation realizes it just takes an understanding of the Word of God. One understanding of the Word of God that makes you ready for the rapture. Get your hands off of the congregation and try to make them do this and make them do that. Let the Holy Ghost, the dynamic power of God, Brother Branham said, that's what makes the church move. Let the Holy Ghost in your church and watch what he does.
Amen.
Put the word out there. Let your congregation understand how simple it is to be saved. They told them on the day of Pentecost, when they went up in the upper room, they weren't back there talking to doctors and divinities. These were common people. And all they were doing was sitting around talking about the Word of God and what Jesus said and what the Scriptures said. And here comes the Holy Ghost. Here comes the quickening power of God. And those shy disciples who were afraid of all the church world that snuck up into the upper room, they got up in there, and when that dynamic power of God came on the scene, there was nobody that they were afraid of. They didn't worry about whether they killed them. They didn't worry about whether they believed them. They said, this is that was prophesied. And I'm saying this afternoon, this bride has been prophesied to have the dynamic power of God moving in amongst us. Not the dynamics of the mechanic, but the dynamics of the Holy Ghost quickening the mechanic to the bride. And this is what's happening in this hour. But we've made it hard. It's not hard to be saved. It's easier to go to heaven than it is to go to hell. You have to run through all the stop signs to go to hell. But all you got to do is only believe and you can go to heaven.
Amen.
Listen to what he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Not that we are sufficient in ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, not of the mechanics, but of the Spirit, of the dynamics. For the letter killeth, But the Spirit giveth life. Mechanics alone kill it. But the Spirit gives life. You can have the Holy Ghost today just like that. Just like that. If you struggle trying to know whether you've got it or not, I can fix it for you just like that. He said, but it's too easy. But what do I have to do? I really want the Holy Ghost settled in my life. The Word of God has been preached today.
Amen.
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 Did you believe the word that was preached today? Then there's the Holy Ghost. He rides in on His word. And if you've never driven your stake and never knew for sure that you have it, you can drive it right here and now, because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this has been thus said the Lord to you. And if you believe it, then you can be born again. You say, I don't feel any different. The new birth comes without one sensation. It's a clear understanding. It's a clear revelation. It's God making Himself known unto you. You and Christ are one. And that is the revelation that the church has been built on. He said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He built His church on the revelation all the way through, and it is no different today. If you can receive it. I'm going to close, because I got to come back tomorrow. But it's dynamics. Brother Branham said, we spend too much time on the mechanics and not enough time on the dynamics.
Okay.
We preachers have spent too much time on the mechanics,
yes,
and not enough time on the dynamics.
Right.
And the congregation has suffered for it. The message has suffered for it. We've all suffered for it. We've lost friends over it. We've lost families over it. We've just let everything hit. Brother Brown said, we let everything get between us and Him. But it's time now for the bride to wake up. It's time for her to stand on her feet and let the devil know she's been born again. She's got the dynamic power of God in her, and nothing's going to keep her from the rapture. You can rest on that. You can have a peace. You don't have to fight everybody. You don't have to agree with everybody. I don't agree with everybody, all the people in this message. I don't agree with them. But what am I going to do? God's the only revealer of the word.
Amen.
I can tell them the word. I can tell them the truth. But if they don't believe it, then that's between them and God.
Yes.
They're my brother. They're my sister.
Yes.
They've recognized their day and their message. You said, well, you need to drive home the revelation. Why? How can I drive home a revelation? God is the only giver of revelation.
Amen.
And if God doesn't quicken it to you, you can't get it. No matter how we preach it. Get the dynamics. Get the quickening power. And then once you have the quickening power in your heart and your life, every revelation that God wants you to have, He will quicken it to you. If He don't want you to understand the seals, He won't quicken that. You may not need the seals to do your job to get the rapture on. But if He wants you to understand it, He will personally come to you and reveal it unto you. But you don't get a new birth because you know the seals. You get a new birth because you know Christ.
Oh, yes. Right.
You said, that's too easy. That's too simple. If you make it that simple, everybody in here can have it.
Oh my, yeah, that's true.
In the upper room, there was 120.
Yes,
right.
And they made it so simple that all 120 recognized that they were talking about Joel. They understood that Jesus talked about Jonah.
Yes.
They understood about the resurrection. They understood about the promises. And it was so simple that all 120 believed. I look at my congregation and says, I feel like I'm preaching to the 120. I'm not even trying to preach to three kinds of believers. The unbeliever is not going to believe it anyway. The make-believer is going to act like he believes it. I'm only concentrating on the believers. And as far as I'm concerned, when I preach the word of God, my congregation will all pick it up. Because they're believers.
Yes.
It's that simple. The dynamics. We've gotten away from the simplicity of the dynamics. And we've made this message so hard that almost none of us can be saved. God help us to get back to what William Branham brought. God help us to get back to what the mighty angel revealed. God help us to get back to the love that we had once for the truth. God help us to get back to the simplicity of salvation. God help us to get back to the simplicity of helping the bride body out and doing whatever you can. If you can't help somebody, don't hurt them.
Yes, that's true.
We spend too much time trying to hurt people because they don't go along with our doctrine or our creed or our idea. If you can't help me, leave me alone. God will take care of my needs because I've recognized my day in this message. And whether I believe or follow you, I will be in the rapture. And when you get your body changed, I will get my body changed. And when you resurrect and you start leaving the earth, you look across, you know who you're going to see? I'll be right there. And you know what's going to be so funny about that? All of the hatred and malice and all the meanness and all the bad things you said about me before we got our body changed. You know what? When you get your body changed, all that's going to go away. And when I get my body changed and you've talked about me and I've called you names and I said you can't go, you're hell bound, you're going to bust hell right open and all that, when I get my body changed, go away. All wrongs will be made right. And God's going to have a bride. She's going to be one bride and one body. We just need to get back to the simplicity of the dynamics and let it make what he wants out of our lives. If we can do that, this bride will move, she will shine. This world won't know what to do with her. The devil won't know what to do with her. He'll say, oh, Brother Nate's this. Oh, Brother Nate's that. But June is saying, but that's my brother. I love my brother. He'll be okay. All he needs is a body change. When we go in the rapture and he's going with me, when we go in the rapture, he will be okay then. If we start looking at each other, this bride will become the bride that Brother Branham saw.
Amen.
She'll be a perfect bride. And she is a perfect bride, but we've just allowed Satan to trick us for 60 years. 60 years we've battled. We fought. But now it's time to recognize your day and this message. Not William Brown's day. His day is done. This is your day. This is your message. Brother Branham asked the question. He said, what are you going to do with Jesus Christ? What are you going to do with this Jesus called Christ? He's on your hands. What are you going to do when you walk out of here today? Are you going to snob that sister across the aisle there because she goes to this brother's church and y'all don't get along? That would be the first one I'd run to. I'd say, sister, I'm sorry. I love you. We've disagreed and we still may not agree on the doctrine, but you know what? We're both going in a rapture because we both recognized our day in this message. And if we don't get it fixed here, we'll get it fixed there. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful this afternoon for this time together. Thank you for the mechanics. But thank you more so for the dynamics. And Lord, humble our heart, melt our hearts so that we won't have that stony heart. And that it won't just be a movement, but it'll be a change. A change in my life so that I'll look at people the way that they should be looked at. When someone tells me something bad about my brother or my sister, I don't spread it. You know, love covers a multitude.
Oh, yeah.
And we should love each other so much that we would protect each other. Pray for each other. Try to help each other. And if I can't help my brother or my sister, Lord, I don't want to hurt them. I want to stand there because someday they may turn around. Brother Childers always said, where there's breath, there's hope. And where there's a brother or sister in need, Lord, let me just stand in the gap for them. Let me be like that eagle who brings food to the molting eagle. They may be down and can't fly, may have lost all their feathers, may look pretty bad.
Yeah.
But Lord, while they're down, let me drop them a little bread. Let me give them a little meat so I can encourage them and keep them moving forward. Because Lord, someday their feathers are coming back. One day they will fly again. One day they'll soar like the rest of the eagles. But while they're not, while they're molting, Lord, let me be the eagle that feeds them and help them along the way. Because, Lord, as a matter of fact, there come a time when I'll lose my feathers. And I'll come down to the earth. And I'll have a molting season. And, Lord, when I'm down and out, I want to be able to look up and see that brother, that sister that I had helped turn around and help me. Let us feel that way for one another. Thank you for the dynamics. Thank you for the quickening power. That is the very thing that's going to make this bride move forward. We ask you, Father, to let it be real to us. Thank you for everything. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Isipin ang pala para sa ating Panginoon. Lord.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
All of the missionaries was the people under the CDC.
Wonderful message.
But
I asked you to
under the CDC.
Extend your
seat. It's the dynamics. That's why the seventh seat is the coming of the Lord. Revelation 10, it was the coming of the Lord. It's all the dynamics.